Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Happy Memorial Day to everybody, and please take time this weekend to reflect. You know what this weekend means to all of us here, anywhere, actually, not just the United States, but North America and any free country, to honor and pay tribute. I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I get to play host like I have for the last 12, 15 years, however long it's been. And today we have a wonderful couple with us, Tom and Melissa. Am I pronouncing it right, Benke?
Perfect, yes.
Perfect. Okay, and these guys are huddling up close to one cell phone because, like a lot of folks in the 21st century, they have disbanded that old-fashioned hardwired landline and gone completely high-tech savvy. So, sharing the cell phone from Florida. What city are you guys in again?
Panama City. It's up north in the Panhandle area.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome to the call, and let's jump right on into things and get started. And just as a quick reminder, after we're done and we say goodbye to Tom and Melissa, I do have a few announcements, and we'll open up the line for Q&A like usual, and then we'll get right on into things. And but for you guys, Tom and Melissa, how long have you been Nikonites?
About a year.
Okay, I thought it was fairly recently. And
yeah.
How did all that get started for you?
Oh, gracious. Well, we just moved into a new home. We moved back from England. We're back in the USA. And bought a home, and I was, you know, I've been a wellness, natural healing student for decades. And I wanted the perfect water purifying system. So it just so happens I pick up a card that has Arlene Cook's name on it. She had it in a hair salon where I was getting my hair done. I picked that up, and there was a water unit there, Aquaphor. Loved the water, loved the look. I thought it was really interesting, so I called her. Went to her house, and she showed us the water system, and she didn't know, but I had chronic back pain for at least 30 years. And she said, geez, you know, we have some other products. I said, what is that? It was a Magflex. And she said, just, you know, put that on your lower back, and that's where I have my pain. And, goodness, I wore that. She lent it to me for a couple of days, and I had really pretty good product result. So we were hooked after that because I started, I introduced it to my husband, and he got immediate effect.
Okay, now wait, I want to, because Tom hasn't said a word here, because when I connected with you guys, Tom, you were off in the distance royally treating your wife to a homemade cappuccino.
And that is true.
I'm just a little jealous out here, because we here in the Pacific Northwest, we don't get started in our day until we've had some of that liquid sludge in some form or another. And, but Tom, when your wife came home and she's wearing this chunk of plastic with all these, weird fangled magnets in the back of her britches, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, I just thought it was something else. She had tried a lot of things. She had gone through, massage therapists, physical therapists, acupuncturists. In England, they don't really have chiropractors, but something similar to that we got through their healthcare system. So she tried numerous ones of those. We got a inversion table, I believe it's called, and I just figured it was letter, you know, foxtrot in our search for something. And it was interesting is we were out to eat somewhere, and this restaurant liked to turn tables fast, so go figure the chairs are uncomfortable so you don't stay too long. And my lower back, I would continually have discomfort from, I'm a retired fire pilot. So after flying for almost 20 years in the Air Force, high performance 8-9G airplanes, necks and back issues are an issue for fire pilots after they retire. So my lower back started to flare up a little bit, and she pulled out, the Magflex, I call it Magflex. She pulled that out and gave that to me and said, here, try this while we're just sitting there at dinner. And no kidding, I said, okay, why not? So, I put it back there, my belt, And within a very short time, I don't even know, it's just suddenly one of those things where you realize that when you were moving and shifting, because Melissa saw that I was moving and shifting, so she knew I had that problem. That's why she gave it to me, and it was gone. I was like, wow. I mean, it wasn't a very deep pain at that time, but I was really amazed at that. And that was just the first of many amazements that happened with this.
And what fascinates me about both you guys, you haven't disclosed your age, which is irrelevant, because whether you're a teenager or in your golden years, these solutions from Nikan, they seem to work, and the newer ones seem to work faster, and I'm biting my tongue right now to share my new love affair with what I call my traveling companion that I got to break in this week. And everybody can invest in one of these. Most of us have, but I've never used it to this capacity, and a lot of people have shared. I should rewind that statement. 22 years ago, I used the predecessor of this solution, and I'm referring to the Kinko C2, and I'm going to break it in again in the next 9 days on a serious road trip. But I'm fascinated by what you guys have shared, because both of you use something simple, the MagFlex. I love your description of it, Tom, as a mud flap. Mud flap with dots, maybe? I guess.
Yes.
I guess we could say. Something that jumps out at me right away is that, Melissa, you mentioned the word pain. We don't make any medical claims. We never have. And I know you guys are aware of this. But pain and agony and suffering is a real part of our world. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And, Western medicine is attempting to come up with all these different ways to treat it, but it does, you know, other than drugs and surgery, we don't seem to be coming up with anything. Our food supply is changing and all these different factors. What went through your mind, Tom? You're sitting in this restaurant and you get these immediate results. Were you thinking business opportunity, or were you just simply thinking, hey, we got to check this out more? What happened?
The Bravo statement there, yes. This is, got to check this out more. That was very interesting. And now at least I knew, I put more brain cells on it, if that makes sense. I said, okay, this is real to me. So it has affected me personally, not just Melissa. So that is a different factor. It puts it up a notch. So now I definitely needed to look into it. And then, every other product got better. The next one with Melissa's, the sleep system we eventually purchased. And once again, I still wasn't sure about that, if this is going to do anything. But what happened was, throughout those years of her back issues and discomfort, I would have to, at the end here, I would have to roll her over in bed. And it was a process some mornings to get her out of bed, just to roll her on her side and then to kind of shift her in bed, get her legs over the edge of the bed, and then to gradually get her up, and she would slowly progress into the day, into the morning. And she would, another thing too that caught me is whenever she would sneeze, the pain was so bad.
Discomfort.
Discomfort.
You can call it pain, discomfort, agony. We really don't care. I don't think anybody from the FDA or any other medical association is, at least on the West Coast, they're not up on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m., you know, spying on us to make sure our vernacular is exactly what it should or should not be. Melissa, we never asked, or you never stated, what started this horrific journey of living with back issues?
Oh, gracious. For all those out there who want to become ballerinas, please call me first. I have been dancing since I was 5, and I really loved and enjoyed it, jazz, tap, and ballet, and it progressed to be my career, and I was very fortunate to be able to travel around the world and perform with various celebrities and people, you know, different cultures, and it was just really wonderful. But, you know, I had some serious downside to it. The pain started early and just continued to get worse. And then to complement that was a couple of car wrecks, and I was fit to be tied. I felt like I was 106, and I was, you know, just in my 30s and 40s. And like Tom said, it was progressing, and bless his heart, you know, he's probably thinking, well, what's she going to be like in her 50s and so on. So we, you know, we thank God for Nikan and it coming into our lives.
Right, and I know having two of our three daughters, one did it just for a couple years, but our oldest for 10 did exactly what you said. She started when she was 3.5 or 4 in tap, jazz, ballet, really, really enjoyed it. And she just, you know, switched to volleyball, and her, you know, aspirations for doing dance just kind of waned. However, I remember talking to a couple at a Chinese event for our middle daughter, and both of them were medical doctors, and their daughter was into dance, and they were trying to kind of wean her out of it. And I'm not, you know, poo-pooing the idea if you've got a daughter or a son or a grandson or a granddaughter that is into this sport, because it's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. However, statistically, what this medical couple shared with me, it's one of the top most dangerous athletic things you can do to your body.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, and you're obviously a product of that, and then combined with a couple car accidents. I want to switch gears if we can. Arlene Cook, connected with me this week. Actually, she connected with her voicemail, and I had a chance to call her back. But Arlene and Melissa, the two of you, you guys were one of the first, if not, I think you were the first, I'm sorry, that last summer, right after you got started, it sounds like, if I'm doing the date, doing the math correctly here, pulled off what the newfangled version of the 21 Club. And
yes,
that is simply making contact with 21 people in a calendar month, generating 6,000 points in volume, and there's a couple other, you know, little requirements of it, but they're pretty minor. And I'm guessing you kind of launched your business that way.
Yes, it's a wonderful way to launch or restart a business. It's such a great vehicle, just to, you know. Arlene is fabulous. She said, you know, let's start out with the 21 Club. And I wasn't sure what it was. I said, okay, let's go do this. And she, you know, of course, she's fabulous. She coached me through it, and together we completed that. And every 21 Club is successful, no matter if you get in front of 21 people or 10, 11, 12 people, because it's going to boost your business, no matter if you complete it or not. It's just great to help you get in motion, you know, and carry on and stay in motion.
And tell, just if you can, and this is totally spontaneous of me to ask this question, but one of those people or one of those success stories, because I love the way you said whether you achieve all the parameters, and I said in the calendar month, it's really not. It's in a 30-day period. Am I correct on that?
Yes, 30 days.
30-day period from when you say, okay, this is the start date. And I know you guys started with a big order. I think it was your investment in your sleep system. And that it all counts. You just got to work it strategically. And if what I'm saying and what Melissa is saying is all Greek to you, call somebody in your upline. Call somebody or just go review the requirements and say, I should do this. I should launch or relaunch my business and I should do this. They're a ton of fun. But I love the way you said that they're all successful. Just one story of somebody that you introduced to Nikan, you and Arlene, and what happened in their lives, in their life.
Oh, goodness. Well, we were so blessed. It happened recently. Arlene was here. Pam and Charles Foster were here from Houston, Texas. And it was right after Royal Alliance. And, goodness, they just drove from Orlando with us back here to Panama City to stay a couple of days and enjoy each other. And Arlene, you know, she's so fabulous. She said, hey, let's get together and do a presentation. So Pam and Charles graciously, you know, of course, they're wonderful. They did a presentation. And that evening, two ladies joined. They both purchased a wellness home, one, and the other lady, you know, partially got her wellness home started. And I'm doing a 21 Club, and I suggested they do 21 Clubs as well. So we're just on fire here. We've got some momentum going on. And, you know, thankfully to all these great things Nikan has, like the 21 Club and Two for the Win, things like that, it just helps you stay in motion. And it's really motivating. It's great.
And, Melissa, I never, you brought up the Two for the Win. I'm going to come right back to that. But we never, other than ballet, was that your full-time occupation?
It was, yes.
Okay.
Yes. For many years. Yeah, I lived in Asia, a couple of cities in Asia, countries, and gosh, I lived in the south of France for a while, and just had a great time and saw the world, so I don't want to put down a career like entertainment. It's fabulous.
Right. No, no. In every career has its upsides and its downsides, regardless of which, you know, direction you go, and I'm sure Tom could share a few of his great stories about being a fighter pilot. What that does, being at, you know, 20,000-30,000 feet elevation. Actually, fighter pilots don't fly that high, do they, Tom?
Yeah, we do, but most times when we, fight and we have the G's, it's a little bit lower than that.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting an extra amount of demand on your body. So again, you know, I don't care if you're sitting in a desk chair, your entire 40-year career. We're all going to be dealing with something. Something that has detrimental effects on our body, because our bodies are, you know, they are, we're all human. Let's go right back to the Two for the Win. I'm looking at, and I would really, really encourage everybody, if you haven't looked at this list lately, it is absolutely profound, and I didn't realize this until just this morning. I'm looking at, in the news section, okay, the information center on Nikan's website, you go down to news, and then you click on that, and it says Two for the Win. Read the whole story, I think is how it says, or click here for whole story. Not talking about downloading the flyer, but looking at the list of people who have pulled this off. And I'm honored that Stacy and I have been able to do this 3 months in a row. I'm still working on May. I'm kind of crossing my fingers and, you know, winking at a couple people here saying, hey, I want to do this. This would be our fourth month in a row. However, Tom and Melissa, you guys, January, February, March, and then in April, you decided, I guess, two it wasn't enough, so you sponsored 4 people who got on auto ship, and that is a total of 6, 10. So you guys have received, am I doing the math correctly on this? That's, 2, 4, 6. You guys have received $1,000 in free product from Nikan already.
Isn't that fabulous? It's wonderful. It's Christmas. You know, it's a shame to let 1 month go by without getting a Two for the Win in there. So it's such a great thing to do.
And as with any other Nikan promotion, and Barb Satterwhite, who has done the same thing that you all have done, Barb and Don Satterwhite from Virginia, she caught on to this really, really early, along with Al and Sandra Thornton. They caught on early, and they've done the exact same thing you guys have done, as far as every single month taking advantage of this and introducing 2 new people who jump on autoship with a, you know, at least 100 points order. And what I think is so fascinating, and this is what, again, this is the anal side of me coming in, just try not to be too analytical, but 30 people, 30 distributorships in the month of April pulled this off versus exactly half of that in every single prior month. So we doubled in April the amount of people that caught the vision for this. And like any other Nikan promotion, it kind of takes a while to get some traction. And what caused you guys at the very beginning, at the get-go in January, to say, hey, we could do this?
Oh, goodness. It's just such a great promotion. And, you know, when 21 Club came out, we just jumped right on it. So I thought, I've been a procrastinator my whole life, everyone who knows me. So with my business, I'm going to jump on everything and do it right away. So that was just, you know, why not? It's a no-brainer, really.
Okay. That was it. Just, it's a no-brainer, so I'm doing it.
Goodness. Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Okay, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, just you know, to get free product and try things that we haven't tried before, or get multiples of products that we can lend to people and share so they can get good experiences as well.
Okay. Okay, so that was it. And Tom, you, when it comes to, obviously it was Melissa and Arlene that I interviewed, I think it was last August, on the 21 Club. Tom, what is your role in supporting this? Are you guys tandemly out there doing presentations? Talk about that.
I'm still currently working now for the Air Force as a GS, government service, so I have a full-time job. But I do like, the people in Neakin are amazing. They care about the products, they care about the people more than they do themselves. I was really fascinated how people that won't even get a penny from a sale will spend every ounce of energy they have to tell what has happened and tell about the product, and that really was amazing. So that attracted me to be with those people. So yeah, I as much as I can, I do the presentations. We open our home quite a bit, Melissa and I, and I try, and sometimes I get back from work and things are in full swing, but I try to help as much as I can to promote her and the products too. All I do is tell the truth about the products, and they speak for themselves, and they will sell.
When you look at this journey for you guys, it's been, you know, right less than a year now. You're 10 months in. Did you have any inkling 10 months ago if somebody were to tell you that, hey, you guys are going to be aligned with a Japanese company and you're going to be peddling magnetic mud flaps?
Well said, Dan. Well, it's kind of come full circle for me. My first international job when I was working in the Broadway-style shows was in Tokyo. So, you know, the Japanese and the culture and some, I still have some friends there. It's real special to me. So a Japanese company is a natural fit on one hand. And on the other, goodness, it's really just been what I've been praying for my whole life. You know, how God's so good, he answers prayer, and this is it, and we knew it was it. It's just helped us so much, and we're happy to be able to help other people.
I wouldn't have guessed it in a million years.
Well, I find it really fascinating that you guys described it that way, because the what you're talking about is exactly what is exuded. That's not the right word to use, but what we see in the spirit of humans being more. And the truest definition, watching and listening to Dr. Gary Linder Tuesday night with Reed Nelson and Dennis Estes. And I'll put another plug in here for another just absolutely phenomenal. It's a little late for people on the East Coast, 9:30, but every Tuesday night live, it's absolutely a fantastic way to connect people. It's exactly 30 minutes, sometimes 29, but you can guarantee every Tuesday evening, 9:30 on the East Coast, 6:30 out here on the West Coast, to catch a live presentation with Dennis Estes, Reed Nelson, and friends, and somebody else. And this last week, Dr. Gary Linder, and here's a guy who spent his entire life in the medical field, and he talked about expanding businesses, and he said the more we expanded, the more we tried to help people, the more out of balance we got, and the more our lives just went the wrong direction. And then what, Tom, what you and Melissa are describing is the more people you help, it seems like the more balance you get.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
What was your first Humans Being More experience like?
Oh, that's great.
You know, it was in Orlando, and it's really quickly after I signed up, I thought, this sounds like something I've always wanted to do. What I remember most was it was all about the individual. It wasn't about the business or anything like that. It was about helping the person clarify their goals and giving them a roadmap to get there, you know, to reach their full potential, and that really appealed to me. And I got to meet some great, you know, Neakin family members, we call them, and you know, to this day, we're still very close. So I just highly recommend it to everyone. It's fabulous.
And Tom, did you have the opportunity to go to it the first time that Melissa did?
I did not, no.
You know, but have you been to it since then?
I have not, no.
Okay. Okay, so that's perfect, and that's the way I was hoping you'd answer that question. So Melissa comes home with this crazy collage of stuff, pictures, and, you know, cut out a magazine, maybe some Crayola crayon and Sharpie written all over it, and said, hey, honey, this is our life cycle, and this is what we're going to do over the next, you know, year or couple years. What went through your mind? Again, and I don't have any military career for my own life, but I understand that the military is pretty rigid, not so much in the goal setting, you know, category, it's just, hey, this is the way it is, and this is the way we're doing it. And Melissa comes home from this 2-day, and I don't mean to use this word lightly, but kind of a touchy-feely experiment where people are hugging and all this other stuff. What went through your mind?
Well, interesting as you say that. I'm looking at her current one from the last Humans Being More is right in front of me right now. I'm staring at the one she just made collage. But it was, the Air Force does have some of that, a little bit, but you're right, maybe not to that extent, more goals oriented, but it was, first of all, her motivation and her focus, that was definitely something that was different, and she really knew what she wanted to do, and it's something we really hadn't done as a family either, just Melissa and I, to sit down and what are your goals in the future, where do you want to be 5-10 years from now? The Air Force had you running all over us, running all over the world. And now after retirement, it's like, where do we want to be 5-10 years from now? So really, it was nice. It was after her coming in, woo-hoo, all happy. And, and then after that, it was really nice and it made sense. You know, from my background, it really made sense. You not only a goal for the military, what's your 100-year plan for the military? You got to have a 5-10-year plan for your life and your family and where you want to be and how you're going to get there. So it was good. I definitely want to do the course. I just have not had the time yet with my job.
Okay, and that's perfectly fair and understandable because we've got one coming up in Seattle here in a couple months, and I'm looking at the dates, going, okay, what's going to conflict? How do we eliminate those conflicts, or how do we, you know, make it work? Because I've got some new people on board, and they're ready to rock and roll, and yet they've not experienced it. And I like the way that you guys described it as you know, goal setting, because that's really not a prominent thing that comes so much out of Humans Being More, but that is the spirit behind achieving balance in, you know, all five areas. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and lastly, healthy society. In that order. And there's a reason for that, because we could go back to exactly 12 months ago, and both of you, it doesn't sound like you were in the healthy body category for what you were investing in trying to deal with some back issues.
True. And for that reason, I was not in a healthy mind, state of mind. And I could not contribute to society, and I couldn't even, you know, bring home the bacon. I couldn't, you know, get out of bed without a lot of discomfort. So, you know, when one's out of balance, the rest typically are really going to be out of balance. So Nikan is helping us become a more balanced family, so we're just really grateful.
I want to go back, and I want to finish our conversation on this note, because I have been a champion of this promotion, this campaign, since before it was launched, but the Two for the Win promotion. It's the entire year, and it's simply introduce two people in a calendar month, the Nikan. They make the decision to invest a minimum of $100 worth or 100 points into their wellness, and 6 months thereafter, they will receive $200 in free Nikan product solutions. And we, as the introducer, the one that sets that in motion, every single time we do that, every single month, when we introduce two people who jump on board, we are the recipients. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the two of you have received to date now $1,000 in free product, because we receive $200 worth every time we introduce two people a month. And then, as you guys have raised the bar last month in April, you introduced four people, so it doubled there again. What would you encourage, or what would you say to encourage people to take advantage of this?
Well, what I would suggest, you know, for when they're talking to people to join, get on board, you know, sign up, and, you know, Authorship is such a great deal. We tell our people, look, if you sign up, you get on Authorship, you get an extra 10% off your purchase, which is great motivation for them. You know, it's very flexible, the Authorship. We can change products if you wish. You don't have to receive the same item every month. You can switch it up. There's so many products available on Authorship, which is wonderful.
Everything in the catalog except for 7 is what I've come up with.
Wow. That's incredible. That's right, Vance. So, and then also if they, you know, stay on board for 6 months, like you mentioned, they get another $200 in free Nikon products. And then they stay on board another 6 months, you know, which is 12 months, they get another $200. And we just want to get someone started right. You know, it's really important for your business. We have some strong Authorship orders for everyone that signs up. And then that way they can duplicate that. They can teach their people, you know, to teach their people when you sign someone up. Just it's helpful to get them on Authorship to build your business.
And I know, just like, you know, when I was a firefighter for 5.5 years, when I visit other departments or go to trainings and learn what other people were doing, it wasn't so I could compare and contrast to see if we were better or they were better. That had nothing to do with it. That same mindset carries over into what we do with Nikon, and what I'm trying to share with that is when I see companies other that are part of the industry and I see what they have, not to down them at all, but simply look at an Authorship program, or I was introduced to a company a few weeks ago that a friend asked me to check out, and she said, you know, Vance, is this a viable thing that I should be aligned with? And I looked at it. I did my due diligence, spent about 20 minutes looking over the website. It didn't take long to look at the products because they only had 2. Just 2. And I went, oh boy, that's going to be a tough one to build a future on, just 2, but I'm sure it's life changing. But what you just stated is that we can put so many things on it. We can change it every month. We can change the shipping date. We can change the shipping method. There's so much liberty with this. It's not about being locked in. And the loyalty reward and everything else that goes with it. So thank you guys for setting the example. And digging in and taking advantage of it. And thank you for giving 35 minutes of your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been very, very rewarding for me, and I know the people listening. And those of you like me, who just happened to remake contact with a dear friend who is exactly in the same category as Tom, retired from the Air Force as a career Air Force personnel, utilize their story, Tom and Melissa's story. It will be posted at www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. Give my good friend and audio engineer extraordinaire a few hours or a day or so to get it up there posted. But everything that we've recorded on Saturday mornings for the last, we've got about 8 years worth of recordings on that website. They're all in chronological order, starting from the newest down to the oldest. You just click on the name, just look for Tom and Melissa Behnke, and that's Behnke. In bold red letters, you click on it and boom, starts recording. Copy and paste that link right into an email. Share it with other people. So, thank you guys again, Tom and Melissa. I'm gonna let you go.
And thank you, Matt.
I look forward to, Tom, I'm just gonna call you out right now, Orlando, Florida, next March, the 40th celebration of Nikon Global. And we've got an appointment, and you're making me a cappuccino, my friend.
All right. No problem. We'll be here.
If we have to take over a Starbucks or something, we're going to make that happen.
Bring my machine and grinder down there.
Well, now we've got a few other dozen people, actually, probably a few hundred, that are going to say, hey, I want one of those, too. Are you taking orders? So thank you guys again. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and everybody else. And we'll be back in a couple seconds to open up the line for Q&A and go from there. So thanks again, Ben Keyes.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.